This morning is the official launch of our small group ministry at the Central Point Church. Amen. Folks, I think this is no accident that this has happened. We've been talking about this for a few months. Things have either dragged a little bit or I haven't been as good as I should be. For whatever reason it is, do you think it is not providential that we start small group ministry where we come together in prayer and study the same week that everything is happening that is happening around the world today? I will tell you this, we have no reason to be afraid. The Lord does not, but with that being said, and I think what is so important about our small groups is that we as a church, if we ever needed to be coming together on our knees, praying for our families, our children, our loved ones, our church, it needs to be now. And I hope, folks, that in through the next few presentations, the next few weeks, that we can convince every single person here to be a part of a small group that is meeting somewhere. Again, praying for each other, praying for the church. This is the way that we are going to get through. You know, prayer groups, small prayer groups are biblical. You think back a little bit, and I can give you the example of many, many. I think of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were really a small group. Yes. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that what we are doing today, the program that we're trying to introduce, is something that has been ordained by God himself. And I know the last thing that Satan wants is to have a group of people coming together and praying earnestly, earnestly for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I just invite your presence here today. We rebuke Satan. We don't want him anywhere close to us here, that we can do this presentation in safety. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus started his ministry, the very first thing he did was to form a small group. You think about that for a minute, and he kept that all the way through. I don't know if you know this person. He's a famous theologian. He's written a lot of books. And in his book, The Problems of Wineskins, he says this: virtually every major movement of spiritual renewal in the Christian church has been accompanied by a return to the small group and the proliferation of such groups in private homes for Bible study, prayer, and discussion of faith. I think he was right on. Early in our church history, well, even before our church history, the Wesleys. Who are they, Rhonda? There's Charles Wesley and there's John Wesley. Sorry, guys. They built the Methodist Church around small groups. And John Wesley said, no circuit, and he was talking about a district of churches, ever did or ever will flourish unless there are small groups in the large society, and he was talking about the congregation there. Ellen White, now here's something that is just absolutely remarkable. Remember when Ellen White was sent to Australia? During her visit to Australia, a major Christian revival took place in Melbourne, at the height of which 2,000 small groups were meeting in homes all over the city. This prompted her to make the following statement found in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 21. The formation of small companies as a basis of Christian effort has been presented to me by the one who cannot err. Amen. Did you get that? Who has ordained this? The one who cannot err. She said this: let small companies assemble in the evening, at noon, or in the early morning to study the Bible. Let them have a season of prayer that they may be strengthened, enlightened, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Angels of God will be in your assembly. Think about that for a minute. When we are sitting, when we are meeting together praying as a small group, we have angels in that room with us there. You will feed upon the leaves of the tree of life. One final statement. We meet together to edify one another by an interchange of thoughts and feelings. Now listen to this very closely. I'm going to repeat this. This is so important, folks. We meet together to edify one another by an interchange of thoughts and feelings, and to gather strength and light and courage, becoming acquainted with one another's hopes and aspirations, and by our earnest, heartfelt prayers offered up in faith, we receive refreshment and vigor from the source of our strength.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, you may think that I don't need to be a part of a group there, whatever. I've got my private devotions. I do all my praying there. Folks, this is a time to come together. And if you don't feel like, well, there's power in group prayer there. Amen. And we can, you know, prayer meeting has been such a beautiful example of this. We are up to the almost to the point of having to move out of the room there. So, with all this being said, you're going to hear more about this during our sermon time there. I want to just encourage you, if you have any questions at all, not only if you don't have any questions, come join us for just a minute. This will be just a couple of minutes after church, right up here in front. And if you have any questions for me, I will have materials for you if you want them. I will tell you exactly what we're going to be doing during the next several weeks. I will tell you people, groups that are already meeting that you can go to and get an idea. Whatever it takes, folks, I have committed myself to be there with you. If it's just a matter of, well, Bill, it's kind of scary. I'll stand in your room. I'll stand in the room with you there and hold your hand if that's what it's going to take. Folks, this is important, and this is good stuff. We have seen miracles in the group that we're meeting at already, things that have happened there. One other thing. The important thing is, I think, above all else, we all have our families. Yes, we need to be praying for them. So important. But folks, with everything that is going on in the world, and I do not say this to scare you. I am not the kind of person that thinks that we can scare anybody into the kingdom of heaven. But I believe that if there ever was a time to get together in prayer for our church, you know, some of you that have been Adventists a long time, and I've mentioned this, we'll remember terms that we don't use often anymore. The sifting, the shaking, all of these things there. These are going to happen, and there's going to be a shaking taking place. We need to be on our knees for those in our church that may be shaken out. We don't want to lose one member of our Central Point family, not a member. And it is so important, and there is so much power in intercessory prayer. There's one person here in this congregation, and I do the same with him. It is our head elder that we refer to each other when we talk to each other. He'll say Brother Bill, or I'll say Brother Jesse. You know, there was a time in our church where everybody was Brother this or Brother that or sister. Thank you, Rhonda. We've kind of gotten away from that, but folks, we are a family. And I have put together here just a little something there as a reminder of that family. I'd like to show you that, and then that will be all that I have to say for now.
Going together, enjoying the tree, getting used to the family, I'll spend eternity with. Learning to love you, how easy it is, getting used to the family of God.
Reaching our hands to a brother that's new, learning to say, my friend, I really love you. Learning to walk as our Master would do, getting used news to the family of God.
Glory together, enjoying the truth, hearing news to the family, I'll spend eternity with. Learning to love you, how easy it is, getting used.